You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today. Are you someone who enjoys a schedule? Are you obsessed with that new planner of yours? Do you love the feeling at the end of the day when your to-do list is checked off? Maybe you're ready to get super focused in your home and work life. Well, my friends, I have just the gift for you. I've created some business, mindset, and organizational tools that are available for you today. Simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. Once you confirm your email, those tools are sent your way, as well as a link for you to join my exclusive Facebook group, The Happy Workaholic Network. This is a community for women who want it all and deserve it all. It's a place for you to meet others just like you to share what you have going on in your everyday life. New business, new baby, new recipes, new workouts, and so much more. It's all allowed because, as I always say, sharing is caring. The Happy Workaholic Network is also the home for the conversations to continue after each episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If this sounds like something that you want to become a part of, then join us today. I cannot wait to see you in the group. And don't forget to tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic when using your tool so I can share your work on my stories. Hey everyone, it's Kelly. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. You are listening to another episode of the I Chose This Life series. If you're not familiar with that is yet, these very special episodes will be airing every Wednesday. My solo shows will continue to air every Friday. And what this series is all about is I am interviewing other female entrepreneurs that inspire me, that motivate me, and I want to share their story. I want them to share their story, their struggles, their triumphs with you. So you are going to continue to hear some amazing voices here on the show every Wednesday. And today I want to introduce you to one of my best friends, Crystal. We have been friends forever. And she is just so inspiring. And I'm going to tell you right now how we met. And it was, we actually were like bunkmates working on a cruise ship years and years ago. We traveled the world. We've been in Panama, Belize, the Caribbean, and we just connected right away. And we've stayed friends throughout all of these years. And Crystal has so much going on and she's so inspiring. And I wanted to share her story with you listening now because you just need to hear it. Crystal, are you here? Are you here with us?
I'm here. We have not always been friends. You didn't like me at first because I was a slob.
Oh my god, that's right. I forgot it. We did get into a fight with
You gave me the silent treatment for about 10 days.
I know. I used to be really good at that. I don't do that anymore, thank god. Thank God. So welcome to the show. Please introduce yourself, who you are, what you do. Give us the scoop.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I'm such a fan of yours. You know that, everything that you do. And I'm super proud of you and this particular series, because it just speaks to us. You know, I am a lot of different things. I'm a survivor. I like to define myself as a giver. Somebody that likes to help other people. Whatever I'm doing, as long as I'm helping others, I really feel fulfilled. I just celebrated 1 year of sobriety last month, so I am a sober sister. That defines me as well.
That is amazing. Congratulations. I have to stop you there.
Thank you. I am a Lavelle brand promoter, which I've been doing for about 2.5 years now. I'm a bartender. I've been a bartender for over 20 years. Wedding and event planner. I'm wedding officiant. I'm always adding things to this list. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm always chasing opportunities. So I'm lots of stuff.
I'm so proud of everything you're doing, all of your accomplishments. And I'm glad you shared all of your titles, because as entrepreneurs, we do a lot of things. We are the business owner, we're the accountant, we're customer service, and then we hold a lot of, you know, wear a lot of hats. And especially being in different entrepreneurial fields like you are, you just have it all together. And I'm so excited for you to share your story today. Where do you live? Where can people find you? Where can they connect with you?
So right now I am in sunny South Florida, and I like to say I'm the youngest snowbird in South Florida, because I think you think of a snowbird as somebody who's like 70 years old or more, and you know, my husband and I just decided that we did not want to wait until that stage of our lives to be here, and so we made it work that we can spend our winters down here in South Florida, and then when the summer comes, we head back up north to Westport, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Providence, Rhode Island, which is where I call home, born and raised for 38 years up there in Rhode Island. So I'm always bouncing around, but in the winters, you can find me down here in Palm Beach Gardens, and I'm a bartender at PGA National Resort, actually, which is a lot of fun. Having 20 years bartending experience, I use that being a snowbird as, you know, extra money wherever I go. I pick up a bartending job. So this season, I'm there and I'm having so much fun.
And you're gearing up for a huge busy season, or to continue to have one.
Yeah. Comedy Classic is coming next week. It's just going to be next. 225,000 people are coming. So we're super excited.
That is amazing. What do you think your biggest obstacle on this journey of being an entrepreneur so far has been?
Honestly, myself. I was in a room with a bunch of amazing leaders 1 year ago when I chose to live sober, and one of the women who is a mentor to me, her name is Elise Leininger, she said, "You are your only problem and you are your only solution." And that hit me so hard, it brought me to my knees.
That is so good.
I realized this. You know, we are truly the only thing that is ever holding us back from doing or being whatever it is that we want in this world. Your mindset and your mental hurdles are your biggest struggle, and certainly have been mine. So I try to work on that daily. And since I've really taken the time to focus on that, I've seen my own life just transform. And taking the time every day, whatever time works for you. Like, I like to do my miracle morning, you know, start my morning with it. But whatever works for you, I really feel like it's so important to set your mind right and really speak good into your day. Like, you can do it. I am strong. I am worthy. All of the I ams that come out of our mouths, they really will help you push past that mindset hurdle. That's really, I would say, my biggest struggle.
Now, when you have, I mean, you have a lot going on. You have a couple different careers. So obviously you have to be scheduled. So how do you keep yourself, like, how do you maintain that consistency and that schedule?
I don't. It's so hard. I actually had like a little mental nervous breakdown just a little while ago because my husband told me that we had a board meeting for the condo at 7. And I don't have that on my schedule for today.
They're gonna.
I had a meltdown, and he was like, "It's 5 hours from now." I try so hard to schedule every second because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we learn that time management is so important and that so much time is wasted. If you've ever done a time study, you see how much wasted time you have. So I try to maximize my day and my free time by shoving so much into it. Mm-hmm. And then when life happens, like, oh, you have a board meeting at 7 o'clock. You know, sometimes something has to get moved around. It has to get shuffled to another day or whatever. So I guess it's about making sure that the number one priorities for the day are on the top of the list. They get done. And if things, you know, need to get juggled around, you just deal with it. Like, you just have to roll with the punches and say, okay, well, I'm going to a board meeting at 7. I guess I'll food prep in the morning. Like, whatever it is, you just have to figure it out and get through it. And that, I feel like I do that on a daily,
something keeps us on our toes. That's for sure.
Always.
I think we learned that just working in restaurants at such a young age and then working together on ships, like, you never know what's going to get thrown your way. I feel like the earlier you learn that, the better, because you're just more experienced and hopefully not having too many more breakdowns.
And then you don't have, I was going to say, you don't have a nervous breakdown when one little thing is changed. Like, you have to just roll with it.
It's so true. When you take time to wind down or you dedicate some time for, like, meditation and self-care, like, what is your routine there? What are your favorite things to do to just stay calm and at peace with yourself so that you can be the best for your husband, your family, your job? Like, what are your routines? What are your favorite things to do in that department?
Well, definitely my miracle morning. So I like to start as soon as I open my eyes, just be grateful for the day, be grateful for what I have in this world, be grateful for even the little things, the dogs, the palm tree outside my window, the beautiful home that I have, my health, my husband. You know, I think that has a lot to do with the self-care and your mindset for the day. I get up, I take my Thrive vitamins, which is the vitamin supplement that I promote with Lavelle. It's an incredible product. I've never done any kind of direct marketing before, but the minute I put this product in my body, I could tell that it was something special, and it made me feel so good. It was like somebody flipped the light switch on, and it was funny because I said no for 6 months, and I didn't think I needed it, and then day I started taking this product, I knew that it was doing something incredible. So that is the first step of my health routine every day. I take my vitamins. I love yoga. I think it's the only time I can ever turn my brain off. For some reason, I get into those poses and I stretch and I breathe and nothing else crosses my mind. I'm so at peace when I do yoga, and I'm not good at it. Like, I'm not one of those Insta yogis with pictures and stuff, because there's nothing pretty about me doing yoga, but it's so calming and amazing for my mind. So if I can get on the mat for 25, 30 minutes in the morning, I absolutely do. And then my morning walks with my two Shih Tzus. We love our morning walk. You know, it's so hard not to feel gratitude when it's mid-February and the sun is rising and the sky is that gorgeous orange pink. And, you know, you're in this beautiful place. When you're born and raised in New England, mid-February usually means frigid temps and icy.
No, thank you.
And you don't even want to, right. You don't even want to think about going outside. So getting up in the morning, getting outside, getting physical in this beautiful weather, it really sets my mind in this great place to come home and start my day and get those things checked off my to-do list. So I really like listening to some motivational things while I walk. I'm loving Manifestation Babe right now. I don't know if you've ever heard of Catherine Zinkina, I believe is how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
or like a YouTube video, he the hip hop preacher or something like that, he gets me fired up.
Oh my God, Eric Thomas, right? I love him.
Yes, passion and purpose and fire, and you just can't help but feel like you could take over the world when you start your day like that. And it really doesn't take that long. You know, if I don't have all the time in the world, I'll skip the yoga, I'll just do the walk, I'll just do a little stretching or whatever, breathe, and I'm good, I'm ready to go. But it's just that morning of self-care, you know, that quick routine of self-care, getting into that habit. That's what I do to keep myself centered. That's my self-care ritual.
I love all of that. For me personally, I really want to get into yoga. I want to start. Jess and Amanda, two of our mutual friends, they're really heavy into it right now. And so many of my friends in San Diego and Vegas. And I'm not at that place where I want to start. But my morning routine is so important to me as well, because I feel like that's more of the time where I take for my self-care. Getting up early for me is just so, I don't know, I feel like a different person. Like I have more time for myself. So something I'm doing now is I'm not taking any calls, any meetings before 10 o'clock now, because I just need the morning to like set myself up for success and just feel good about myself so that I can be like the best for others. And I feel like, you know, when you do take that time, you just have such a better day, like productive. And you just feel like so much better, like mentally, physically, emotionally. Like I listen to all the same motivational speakers you do. Another really good one is Ed Mylett. Have you heard about him?
No.
He's amazing. You would love him. He's really good. When do you think that, when was the day where you were like, it just hit you, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing? And I know you do different things, but they're all for like different reasons, and they all make sense that you're doing them together. But like, when was that time that you were like, oh my God, this is why I chose this life? Obviously, when you see a snowstorm, that's why you're a snowbird. It's snowing in Vegas right now too, so I'm so glad I'm not there anymore either.
No. The apocalypse, what is going on?
I know, we're so lucky we don't have to live in snow anymore.
Never ever again. You said they're all for different reasons, and I really feel like they're all for the same reason. And I'll tell you, when I had that I choose this life moment, and I remember it so specifically, and it was so life-changing for me, it was November 27, 2017. It was the day that I walked out of a 40-hour job that made me so unhappy. I was there for 11 or 12 years. I was really good at it, and I became just so incredibly unhappy. I felt like I wasn't appreciated. I felt like I was not making any kind of change in this world. I was barely paying the bills with the paycheck, and I was miserable to the point where I was physically ill, like sick to my stomach going in every day. So that was the day I walked in, and I stood up tall and I said, I'm not coming back. I'm never coming back here because I deserve better. I don't deserve to be treated this way. I don't deserve to feel this way. And I'm out. And that, like, I'll never forget that feeling of walking out the door with my head held high. And I didn't cry, which if anyone, if you know me, I cry all the time. Like, I cry when I'm happy, I cry when I'm sad, I cry when I'm excited, I cry at, like, a Super Bowl commercial. I cry. Like, it's just what I do. I'm a crier. And I held it in because I didn't want my boss to think that I was crying because I was upset. I wanted to show strength. So I was just, I was so determined to do something better with my life and not feel stuck. So, you know, I had a little bit of success with multi-level marketing, and I knew that I had a product that I could be proud of, and that if I put more time and effort into, I could build a business that could be as lucrative as this 40-hour job at times 100. And I just knew that it was time for me to go and do more with my life. So that was it. That was my I chose this life moment. And now from this point on, I listen to the universe, and I'm not like, you know, I'm going to be a millionaire in this company. Would that be amazing? That would be amazing. But maybe that's not my story. So I just listen to the universe. Whatever it is that comes across, and I feel that gut instinct, like, this is what I need to do right now. This is where I need to be right now. This is who I need to surround myself with right now. I just try to listen to that and go wherever that takes me and learn from it and grow from it. And then, you know, we're on to the next thing. So that's kind of why I have so many hats, I think. I just started, I'm about halfway through a certified life coaching certification. I would love to be a sobriety coach for other people. I want to do so much, and I can't do that change to a desk for 40 hours. So, here I am. I'm making a living being a bartender. I'm almost 40 years old. That's not easy when you're 40. But I take my vitamins. I feel amazing every day. I get to talk to people. I get to share my story. A sober bartender gets to share their story a lot because people ask about what you drink. What's your favorite thing to drink? Don't you wish you were sitting here drinking? And I get to share my story. So, I just know that wherever I'm supposed to be, that's where I'm going to end up, and I'm going to do the best that I can there. That's my I chose this life moment.
I love it. It's so inspiring. And I think that you're going to make an unbelievable coach. And I think that, I was listening to Gary Vee the other day, and he was saying, everybody is talking about how to become a millionaire, how to make the money, how to be the next big millionaire. But nobody's like fucking talking about how to be happy. You need to be happy. And he just like tells you how it is. And it's true. Like, obviously, I'm the happy workaholic because working makes me happy, but I get to choose what type of work I want to do. And I created that life for myself, and I'm really lucky that I was able to do that. But it's true. Like, you really have to go with your gut. You have to listen to the universe. Like right now, before we started recording, I let Crystal know that we also had some other guests that might be on the show because the electric company decided to just show up outside, and they're a little bit rowdy. So, you know what? I'm like,
hey, Joey, I brought some coffee.
I know, I got the coffee for you. But I'm just like, you know what? My old self would have been so pissed. Like, what do they think they're doing outside? But now I'm just like, well, they just want to be on the show. Like, that's fine. Fix the electricity or the cable or whatever you're doing.
Lightning fast Wi-Fi.
That would be amazing. Like, they just know I need this high-speed internet. So, like, bring it, people. What advice do you think what advice do you wish somebody had given you? Something that you were lacking before you started this journey of being an entrepreneur.
I wish somebody would have told me that I am worthy of happiness mm-hmm. and success, because it took me a long time to learn that lesson. I'm a survivor of sexual abuse at a very young age. It started when I was like 5, and I buried it for a long time. So I didn't even revisit until I was like 16 or 17, which is the best time to really revisit something like that, let me tell you. When you're going through the adolescence of, boyfriends and sex and all that fun stuff, mm-hmm. and you have not dealt with all of these things that you've buried all these years, it was just so hard for me to feel worthy of love for a long, long time. And I just feel like, as a survivor of sexual abuse, survivor of addiction, feeling worthy of a life that one can only dream of takes a lot of self-love and peace. And when you've learned so much hate and hurt in your life, it's hard to live in that place of peace and love. So I wish somebody would have looked me in the eye and said, don't worry, you're going to get there. It's going to be tough, but you're going to be okay. And you are worthy of that love and that peaceful life. So that's definitely something that took me a long time to learn on my own.
I mean, I think you're probably one of the strongest people that I know. And for you to just be so brave and share that story, thank you. Because there's a lot of people listening out there and to the show that would never open up about something like that, especially being a public figure, being somebody online and being very vocal and sharing that. Thank you so much, because you're so brave and you're so open and honest, and it's hard to find somebody like that to connect to and share, that shares a similar story, that maybe somebody could reach out to you. You never know. And thank you so much for sharing that, because it just goes to show like what type of person you are. And I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. I want to tell a quick story about that. So a year ago when I got sober, I started blogging, And, I felt like our friend Sarah Ordo was a big part of my life. When I got sober, I listened to her podcast and I read her books because she was my age and she was, you know, we had so many similarities, and I was watching her do it, and I felt like I could emulate her. I could do it if she could do it. So I started blogging, and I felt like the first story I needed to tell in my sober story was my history,
mm-hmm.
and what had happened to me and where I'm at, because I so truly believe that I can help somebody else with this. So,
mm-hmm.
so this is the reason why it's happened to me, because God gave me this, and I'm not a super religious person, but I say, you know, God gave me this life, this situation, and the strength to overcome it so that I could help other people that need the strength. So I blogged and I posted it, and I didn't tell my husband. And he found out, like, he read my blog, and he was really upset. He was like, I can't believe you would just put that out there.
It's I remember
personal.
That.
And it was hard for him to understand how it helped me to help others,
mm-hmm.
to expose my story, to share it with whoever needed it, and to put it out there and not be ashamed and show people that you can be successful in bouncing back from that hurt, and you can love, and you can give love and receive love, and it's okay. I knew that it was the right thing to do. Like I said, I just kind of go with the flow of the universe, and that's just what it was supposed to happen that day. And it was hard for me to help him understand why I needed to share that part of my life, but I think he gets it now. We're so very different.
Mm-hmm.
We balance each other out so well, but you know, it was just hard for him to understand. And I know that I share it because it's going to help somebody else, you know?
And I feel like in life, you know, things happen. I always say, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I go with the universe now, just like you. And my old life, I definitely would not have even like thought about going with the flow ever. I would just get pissed off and like run away or something. But now I feel like when something happens to you in life, I feel like that is just given to us, or it didn't happen to us, but it's happening so that we can share it because we are strong enough. And I feel like for me, when I got sick, well, not really sick, but when I was diagnosed with something that I didn't have, apparently.
Pretend sick
for 3 years. I was vocal about it right away. And I still, you know, when we have time hop and like all the memories on Facebook, and I'm cringing watching these videos, it doesn't even look like myself. And I'm so doped up and on drugs and shaking and just look like I'm dying. And I'm like, you know what? I just have to leave those up and have them live, because I know that I'm going to continue getting messages from people and I can help them. So I feel like, you know, if I was strong enough to go through all of that, and if you're strong enough to go through anything in life, that there's a reason for it. And you just need to like always share your story, however you feel the most comfortable. For you, it was a blog. For me, I just like hopped on video right away. And I don't even know how I had the strength to do that looking back. And I'm like, I can't believe these are all still on the internet.
Yeah.
But I just went with it. And now, I know I can help others, and it just makes you feel so good and like kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? It just like solidifies like your own strength, really. Right.
Right. It had to happen.
Yeah.
You look at it as, why did this happen to me? Instead, you change it to, why did this happen for me? Like, what purpose does this have in my story? There's
mm-hmm.
no purpose for it all. So, you know, we've all had those days where you feel like just sitting back and having a pity party and saying,
mm-hmm.
I like that. Look at what happened to me. Everybody should feel bad for me because these are all awful things that I've had to go through. But, you know, in reality, that doesn't help you. It doesn't help anybody else. And nobody really, you know, we all have those, oh, I'm so sorry, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can genuinely feel bad for somebody, but does that help you in any way? Or does that help that person in any way? No. But figuring out how to grow from this, how to become stronger, and how to help somebody else get through it in the future, that is the why. That is why all of these things have happened to you, to me, to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it had to happen.
Exactly. I 100% agree. Now, besides gearing up for, like, super busy golf season, what are you working on? When are you planning on finishing your life coaching certifications and all that fun stuff?
Well, yeah, I'm almost done with that, and I'm that one particular certification, but I'm obviously going to move on to the next one and not stop there. I try to make it a goal of mine to focus on a little bit every single day. Like I said, I have a tough time with time management, and if I don't schedule something, months will go by and I will have just dropped the ball. So I try to do a little bit every day and absorb a little bit of that every day, take some notes, take some personal notes, and then, you know, turn it in to like a coaching aspect as well. So I'm getting my own personal self-love, and how am I going to use this in my own coaching practice in the future? So I'm going to take as long as that needs. I don't really have a date as far as that goes. So I feel like when that particular certification is over, maybe I'll look at the sobriety coaching. I've started to look up some different programs for that because I am almost done with the first one. But I feel like, again, I'm just going to wait until that it's the right time for me for that. And I feel well enough to you know, charge someone for the services. Until then, I'm going to keep sharing my own love and knowledge for the process with my friends and the people in my life that feel like they need it. And, you know, I don't have a goal set for my starting my coaching business. I'm more excited to actually write my book. I've been told since a very young age that I should write a book, and so much more has happened in my life since then. So I think that I'm going to start with my sober story, my sober journey, and just go from there. And I would, you know, I'd love to write a book first.
That would be amazing. It would be one incredible book, that's for sure. Do you think you're the most productive in the morning?
Definitely. I'm a morning person. My thrive definitely has changed my mornings because, you know, you take your thrive the minute you open your eyes in the morning, and it just fills your body with these incredible nutrients, vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics. And I literally feel like I could take on the day. And then I usually don't go into work if I'm bartending until 10. So I've got that chunk of morning to do my self-love, my self-care, my yoga, walk the dogs, do some coaching classes, get online and do some of my Thrive business, you know, write a little bit, spend some time food prepping, whatever it is that needs to get done before I have to go and work. So morning is my bow time. I get so much done in the morning.
That's how I feel. Have you seen Before 5 a.m. on Instagram or Joe Duncan?
No.
So he, truck's outside. It's ringing.
Maybe need some coffee.
I know. Do you need more coffee out there, boys? I have been following him for years. And so he sets his alarm for 4:50 every morning, and he does, challenges a lot. And, do you remember at 10, at like 10 a.m., we would think like that's so early, but now I'm like, oh my God, if I got up at 4:50, that's like half my day. Like I could do so much before 10 o'clock, but they have so many challenges where like, I'm actually going to do it in my Facebook group for a week, to see who wants to join me and start doing that again, because I just have this like fire. Like I get so, that's like my creative zone, like super early in the morning when like the sun is coming up, just like you, like when you're walking the dogs, like, I don't know. I just feel so much more inspired that I feel like I'm like the first one up in the morning. Like if I'm going to walk the beach or I don't know, morning for me is definitely like when I'm the most productive. But yeah, like 10 a.m. is like,
sorry. If you have little ones at home, nobody's out of bed at 4:50, girl. Get your butt out of bed and have some me time.
Seriously.
Nobody needs breakfast. Nobody needs their nose wiped. Your husband isn't looking for his breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So some people want to vomit when they even think about setting the alarm at that time. But I think with anything else, give it a few days or whatever of consistent, you know, consistency. And it's just amazing to have that time to yourself.
I know. And I feel like after like 2 or 3 days, like by the third day with anything, I feel like it really starts to set in and you're like, okay, this is it. Like you really start to become more consistent with it because you've just like crossed that barrier point, right? I feel like it's 3 days. Now, with all these things that you have going on, how are you going to celebrate all these milestones?
I like to, I'm a firm believer in rewards and punishment. So I give myself goals. I write them down. I put them on my chalkboard, on my desk, so that I see them and I work on them all the time. And I like little rewards as we go along. So if I hit this goal, I'll buy this pair of shoes. Or if I hit this goal, I'll buy this handbag. So I do little things like that. And then, you know, punishments. If I don't do all those things that I promised myself I would do, then guess what? You're not buying your shoes or whatever it may be. But as far as big celebrations, I don't, you know, I just take a moment to just enjoy that moment. And then I just keep going because I don't want to feel comfortable and slow down and say, oh, we're good. We got this. And you get in that coast mode. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to do too much celebrating because I just don't feel like I'm there yet. I don't feel like there's anything worth having this major milestone celebration yet. We've got so much more to do and so many more lives to change and so much more time. So
I agree.
I give myself little rewards for the little things.
Like my little reward right now would be ordering my pizza that we were talking about earlier because I just got a lot of new clients for my promos. Where normally I'd be making I'd have my meal prep and everything. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to I take like little moments now where before I'd want to like go all out. And I mean, you know me, like I traveled forever. Like I just want to do like all these things. And now I'm just like, namaste, just order some takeout, live in the moment. Cause you have so much more on your to-do list, girlfriend. Like
right, exactly.
You got 10 minutes today to celebrate.
Right. Have a little party, and now it's time to get back to work.
Little party with my boys outside. They're still here. Oh, my God. I can't. Like, I thought these curtains would block out the noise. Not so much. But I want everyone to continue to hear your story and see what you have going on. So I am going to make sure that I put all of your social media links and everything else you have going on in the show notes. But I want you to share if you have any promos right now going on with Lavelle or anything else that you want to share. And then, like I said, everything will be in the show notes. So for you guys listening, you can just click all those links to follow Crystal.
Perfect. Yeah. I always have a promo happening for new customers with Thrive. The company is very generous with credits and commissions. So I do whatever I can to help people out to get started. So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Crystal Sorois. I think my Instagram is Crystal_Marie627. But like Kelly said, that'll be in the show notes. And my blog is crystalsorois.com. But yeah, you know, I like to give, like I said, from the beginning, I like to give back and I like to help others. So whatever the situation may be, everybody's different. I've had people reach out to me and say, I need this product so bad, but I just cannot afford it. And we found the way. We found a way to get it for free. We found a way to get it at a huge discount. And we help these people that needed this. Or needed this opportunity because that's what brings me joy. Getting the text messages from moms who say they've never felt better and they are, you know, being better mothers and better wives, and they're able to play with their kids when they get home from work because they have energy and they don't want to take a nap. You know, dads that come home and they're in a better mood and they're not just plopping on the couch and watching TV and then falling asleep. You know, people that have weight loss journeys and this product has helped them reach some pretty incredible goals with that. You know, the messages that you receive, it's just so amazing. So whatever I can do to help anybody, whether it be Thrive or, you know, on a sober journey or whatever it is, I'm always happy to do that in any way that I can. So I appreciate you posting my goodies in the show notes. And yeah, definitely reach out. Let me know how I can help you.
I'm so excited that you shared that, but you forgot to mention one thing. You have been so successful in this business. I want you to share where you are in this business.
So there's different levels in multi-level marketing. I think with any company, there's different levels. There's different ranks. I started 2.5 years ago, and I hit the first rank within a couple of months, and that was $4,000 in sales between me and my team. I hit the second rank just 6 months in, and that was $12,000. I was blessed to hit that rank during a pretty incredible promotion that it was a 100% commission, a 100% match commission, so I earned $12,000 bonus that month. I also earned my auto bonus that month. So I drive a brand new Lexus and I get $800 a month for that. We've moved up from that to $40,000 a month, and we've maintained, kind of stayed there where we've been the last couple of 6 months because I haven't put 100% of myself into this business. And I know that. And I know that I could spend 8 hours working this business and I could double it next month. But like we said over the last 45 minutes that we've been chatting, there's so much more to do. There's so much more that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want more to, I want to be more than just, you know, the vitamin girl. And the dream of being the millionaire in the company and reaching the highest rank and all of that is fabulous. But
there's so much more of you to share.
100% of me there, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's so much more I want to do. So I'll never stop promoting that product because I truly believe in it and it's done so much for me, but I'm just ready to put my head into some other stuff too. So I'm working with the blog and the book and the sobriety coaching, and I'm going to keep taking my vitamins and I'm going to keep sharing, you know, the product and the opportunity with people that are looking for it. And who knows what is in store for me with that company, but I just know that I will always be a thriver. I will never go one day without putting the stuff in my body because of what it's done for me and so many other people.
Thank you so much for sharing all that. I really thought it was important for you to share where you are and your success in that business, only because for those of you that are listening, when you are extremely passionate about something, that's when the universe puts everything and everything just falls into place how it should. So Crystal was so passionate about this product and it just, things lined up for her, and you get what you put in, and you put in so much hard work and you're getting back everything that you put in. And it is great to have your hands in a bunch of different pots, or what's that saying? But, because, yeah, it's not, I forget how it goes, but that way, because I feel like a piece of you is in a different area, that it just builds who you are, your character even more, but it makes you available for more, that more people that you can help, like in each little area. What I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Your story is so inspiring. I'm finally able to post this very soon. Now it's about to pour, so the truck has left. We're signing off. Timing is everything. Crystal, I am so honored to have you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you did. And for those of you listening, you need to go into the show notes and click those links and give Crystal a follow and let her know how much you appreciated this episode. And that's all I have. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you. I love you, girlfriend. I'll talk to you real soon.
Love you too. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.